Welcome to TMI, There's More to Iowa, where we discover what makes our corner of Iowa a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Dan McHugh, your host. Thank you for listening. Today we'll speak with Monica St. Angelo, the Executive Director of the Grinnell Area Arts Council. Monica, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Monica, you have been with the Arts Council for several years now.
Almost eight.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yes.
And you bring a unique arts background. You're a former ballet artist, ballet dancer, or what would be the correct term?
Ballet dancer is,
okay.
Is right. Yep.
Very good. And also a small business owner at one point, yoga studio owner and practitioner.
That's right.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, movement really has been the through line for my entire adult career, which is kind of funny. You know,
yeah.
I started out, I mean, yes, I was a ballet dancer. I was a serious, you know, classically trained at the Kansas City Ballet. But then, of course, I thought, well, I'll be doing other things as I carry on into the rest of my life. Yeah. And I've done a lot of things, as you just read. But movement really has, in some form or another, has been the through line, I realized at some point. And it's what brought me to the Arts Council, you know, just that arts background. And
yeah.
And having, and then the skills of having owned my own business and having worked for the development office of a big university. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Very good. So with this background as a dancer and a practitioner of artistic movement and your business acumen as well, both as a fundraiser and as a business owner and now leader of an arts organization, what's one thing people would be surprised to learn about you and the work you do?
Well, regarding the work that we do, I think people might be surprised just to know the vastness of what we are doing at the Arts Council, because we have many programs, as you know, mm-hmm. that have come together under the umbrella during this evolution of the arts organizations of Grinnell. And so I think sometimes people are a little bit surprised that we've got so much, that we've got our finger in so many different pots, and it's a lot to manage. And it's, you know, I'm one of two full-time people, so that's a lot of stuff for us to cover.
Well, and for our listeners who aren't familiar with the Grinnell Area Arts Council, talk about the breadth of that programming.
Sure.
That it sits under the council's management and leadership.
Sure. I mean, it originally started out as an all-volunteer granting organization, mostly to support art teachers in the community and provide scholarships. Over the years, it really has come to be an organization that provides arts education. So our nonprofit status is tied to education. So education is a primary part of our mission. Our mission is to support, enrich the community by supporting creative expression. And over the years, it's become, you know, people have start to understand the effect, the impact that the arts have on a community, the economic impact included. And when the former library building was vacated, the library built a beautiful new building, several of those smaller arts organizations came together. So that just, it's this Frankenstein organization, or quilt, maybe patchwork quilt is better. We provide arts education for all ages, you know, toddlers up to seniors. We house the community theater program. And we have a theater in our building. We have an art gallery in our building, so we program that all year long. We offer...
We have an art studio in your basement.
We have offer an after-school program specifically for K through 6 children in the basement of that building. We have events all year long. We're having a concert coming up in a few weeks. And then as well, we're managing the Grinnell Community Band, the Turlock or Pipe Band. We are their administrative home. We have a huge local artist market every holiday season. Mm-hmm. We also, a huge part of our story now is the Stew Maker Space, where we offer a lot of arts education workshops, drop in crafting and making. There's all kinds of equipment in that space, and so we're expanding. and making the wood shop bigger. We're making more room for our ceramics program. We're building a new classroom to have more classes. So I forgot to mention Music in the Park is a huge part of our year as well. So yeah, we really are responsible for a lot of things happening in the community. And that's probably what people don't know, is that that is the Arts Council doing that.
Yeah. You're the invisible hand of creative expression in the community.
I think that's right.
Well, and you know, kind of piggybacking on that, what's one thing that you wish people knew either about you or the work of the Grinnell Area Arts Council?
I think one thing that I wish people knew is the work that we do impacts everybody. So even if you don't consider yourself an artist, or you don't think art is for you, the work that we do is making the whole community more vibrant. So it's making the town a better place to live and work. And I think the impact is huge. You know, we're drawing people to town. We're drawing visitors, tourists. We're doing public art projects. So you're encountering a little something that might brighten your day as you're going down the road. Even if you're not an artist yourself, which is fine. Although I think everyone is creative, and
agree.
We can have a big discussion about that, right? How that gets derailed a little bit. But we are impacting your life, both the economic and the cultural life of the town. And so, yeah.
Is there one example for you that really stands out of that sort of community improvement, community impact?
Sure. I mean, I can point to a recent project that we did that had a really big impact, I think, which was the Connections Wheat Paste Mural Project, which was both an art project that incorporated historical elements. Mm-hmm. So we worked with an artist who does wheat paste muraling all over, actually, the world, to bring attention to certain issues. And for us, we really wanted to celebrate the community of Grinnell and kind of look at what was happening 100 years ago to kind of remind people that we were all here 100 years ago, where people have come and gone, and the community has still been interested in bicycling, for example. Or, you know, there's always been small business owners. There's always been inventors. So we wanted to kind of pull those connections. So what we did was we found historical photos and with the artist blew them up really big. And then we wheat pasted them to buildings around town. And I got to say, I did not hear one negative comment. The reviews of that project were overwhelmingly positive. So, you know, people would just be driving downtown and they would see this mural of a Spalding car, which is, you know, Grinnell used to build cars, and it was an innovative
115 years ago.
Yes, it was an innovative production facility here. And we also made a point to include some people of color in that wheat paste project, because they've always been here since the beginning of Grinnell. So I just really wanted to kind of, I hoped that people would make those community connections. But also, if you were just driving down the street and you saw, for example, Cornelia Clark's photo of a kitten dressed up in a dress doing some ironing, like, you probably would have got at least a little smile on your face, you know?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah. So I felt like that was a really successful way to kind of connect people in town and or just give them a smile as they're going down the road.
Well, and this is a city where public art is becoming a more common and kind of pushing, again, kind of that idea of creative expression. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of different artists come to our community, and and I feel like that wheat paste mural project was another great example of creating opportunities for people to experience art just as they live, work, and play in our community.
Right. Not having to go to the gallery, not having to go to a museum, but just encountering it in their everyday life. Yeah.
One more question for you before we go to break. Mm-hmm. What's one thing that people get wrong about the Arts Council?
I think people think that we have like a stable of artists hanging out in the building. I get a lot of calls for, like, you know, if someone can appraise their painting, or if someone could build them, you know, or paint them as something. And certainly we can refer people as best we possibly can.
Certainly.
You know, we do connect with a lot of artists in town you know, we're always trying to make connections. But I do feel like I get those calls where it's like, well, do you have someone who can fix my vase that I dropped? And we don't just have folks hanging out, you know, in that regard. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's kind of a silly little thing.
But it's fun to imagine that you do have this, just like this waiting room of artisans.
They're just drinking coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got a job?
Yeah. 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 You just call to the back. All right, Vinny.
Yeah.
We need you to fix a vase. And Vinny's like, I'm on it. And then he runs out.
Order number 62, please.
Yeah. Very good. Well, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll learn about Monica St. Angelo's favorite hangouts.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to TMI. There's more to Iowa. Today, our guest is Monica St. Angelo, Executive Director of the Grinnell Area Arts Council. Monica, describe Grinnell in one word.
I had to think about that. I came up with creativity.
Apropos.
Yeah, apropos of my organization, obviously, but also apropos of the town and its search for solutions.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's always been a town of innovators.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what came to mind for the community and for our organization is creativity, looking for creative solutions, but also creativity as far as the arts are concerned.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. Cause I hear you saying both, right, you're at the forefront, the front line of creativity, kind of being the banner of arts in Grinnell. But it sounds like it goes deeper than that for you in terms of thinking of us as a creative community.
Yeah, right. It's not, you know, when I have my dreams, it'll be you walk into town and you'll know right away, right, that this is an arts community. But there have always been people in Grinnell throughout its history who have been searching for solutions to problems, to obstacles, and it takes creativity to find those things. And I you certainly work with so many people now, even through the Arts Council, who are always creatively thinking about solutions to things happening. You know, not just art solutions, but that certainly is a big part of what we're thinking about. But, you know, reusing the library building. What would have happened to the old library building if the Arts Council hadn't, you know, if all these organizations hadn't gotten together and moved into that space? You know, I shudder to think. I mean, I'm very happy that we are there, that we can still keep it a building that's open to the public, that's showcasing the creativity of Grinnell. So both the work that we do at the Arts Council, but I think the greater community are always leaning into that creative side to try to make things better.
Very good. Very good. When you have a guest visiting from out of town, what's one place that you're sure to take them?
Well, if I have adult guests.
Fair.
I always have to take them to Solera, the wine bar, because it's just a great place. It's Colleen makes a fantastic space and it's unexpected. I mean, she's incredibly creative. And so her space is creative. And it's also just a great place to go hang out. So
agree.
And you can see people you know, just like Cheers.
Yes.
But if it's not the adult crowd, well, even if it is the adult crowd, one of my favorite things to do in the summer, in particular with visitors, is to walk to Dairy Barn.
Mm-hmm.
Get some ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and then walk up to the soccer fields on the college campus. There's a prairie strip that goes along the sidewalk there. And if you hit it at the right time in the summer, it's just full of fireflies. So it's like this amazing little fairyland up there. And so on a warm summer night when the sun's going down, it's just like one of the best experiences.
Yeah, and you almost negate all the calories you consumed with your dairy treat, your burn treat.
I don't count calories.
There you go. But yeah, what a lovely, describe, you know, many listeners, especially here in Cornell, may be familiar with Dairy Barn.
Yes.
But describe that that part of the Grinnell College campus where they're on it's the northern edge.
It's the northern edge. Yeah. So it's up near their big athletic complex.
On 10th Avenue. Yeah.
Yes. So there's the football field, the track, all their softball, soccer.
Different
fields.
Athletic.
Yes.
Yeah. Outdoor athletic fields.
And so there's a little path getting out into nature a little bit when you walk up that way, when you walk north from 10th. And Yeah, there are these tall plants. You know, it's a prairie strip like the college has in several places, so they just let it grow.
Speaking of which, what's a happy place for you?
A happy place? Well, honestly, being at work, I'm so lucky to work in that beautiful building that was built in 1901, 1902. So it is most of the time. a happy place to be.
It does have old building problems, right?
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah,
not a perfect place.
We won't go there, but it is a beautiful building. It's just the coolest.
Yeah.
So that's one for sure. Another happy place really is on the bicycle trail for me. I love riding my bike out to Rock Creek, which is just an easy, pretty easy ride from Grinnell.
What's one fearless dream that you have for the coming year?
That's a tough question.
I was listening carefully, so I'm gonna give you an out. You mentioned when we were talking about the community, you mentioned creativity and your vision for people to see when they come to Grinnell that this is an arts community.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can articulate that a little bit more.
Okay.
That fearless dream of Grinnell being an arts community.
Sure. Well, there are a couple parts to that, to the answer I can think of. Number one is we do already have another public art project in process that's going to be installed this summer. And so I guess one fearless dream is that everyone is really excited and comes to Grinnell to see the project, which will be called The Creatures of Grinnell.
Ooh.
And we've taken, last summer we collected artwork from kids all over town.
Yes.
And then we had a committee that looked through them all and selected about 18, I think, to be printed in large format.
Yes.
On a strong material. And we're going to put those all around town in various places and create kind of, again, that idea of like, oh, you're going to be out on the bike path and you'll just ride by this monster that a kid from Grinnell created. But they're going to be all over town. So I'm hoping that will be something that really makes everyone happy and excited this summer and brings people to Grinnell, of course. And I think a fearless dream for me really is just more and more people understanding the impact of this organization and how valuable it is to Grinnell. And, you know, supporting us in that, to keep doing the work we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks.
We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll put Monica on the hot seat and learn about her favorite bit of Iowa trivia. You're listening to TMI. There's more to Iowa.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to TMI. There's more to Iowa. Monica St. Angelo is going to be on the TMI Prairie Burn, the hot seat. Monica, first things first, when you go to a potluck, what do you bring?
I usually bring some kind of salad-y type thing. Not like a green salad. I'm not a big green salad person, but my favorite is this roasted sweet potato, black bean, red pepper, lime salad. It's one of my favorites.
That
People
sounds,
usually like that one.
Yeah, I would like that one.
Yeah, it's
You're
really
invited
good.
To my next pot.
All right, I'll make it.
Yeah, it sounds. And vegetarian then?
Yes.
It sounds, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Actually,
I mean, most salads are, I suppose.
Yeah, well, no, it's Iowa. So
Yeah, fair.
Even vegan, I think, if I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm in. Theater of the mind. I have a tray of baked goods right here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you grabbing?
What's
off
on the tray, Dan?
Well, that's up to you, Monica. We can make it appear.
I mean, I love just a plain croissant. Like, I'm not a big sweets person, despite the fact that my husband's a baker, as
Your
you
husband
may know.
Is a baker.
Yes.
That is true.
But, like, a really good, I'm going to just say, you know, authentic French croissant I love. Just
All
simple.
Right.
Yeah.
So would Mark be baking this croissant, or is there a place that you found that makes a really solid? Well, croissants are not solid, but really amazing croissant.
Flaky and light.
Yeah.
I mean, La Mie in Des Moines makes a good croissant.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mark tends to do a little more sweet things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I happily will eat. But yeah, you know, you can't beat. I mean, and the second, close second right now would be the sourdough from Grin City Bakery.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, there you go. There's the challenge. Can we find a croissant local to this part of the state without having to, you know, whether it's here, Marshall County.
Yeah.
The
throwdown.
Movies, books, music. Iowa has so many contributions to pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
What's one that stands out for you?
I would say music. I mean, in part because I'm programming music in the park.
Yeah.
There are so many great musicians in Iowa of all different genres. And so for me, it's super fun to be out and about listening to who's out there making music. Of course, with an eye to bringing them to town.
Of course.
But also just for fun. I mean, there's, there's just, I can think of so many folk music, all kinds, rock music.
Yeah.
I can't even name genres right now.
Is there an artist in particular that's really, you know, on repeat for you for listening, or maybe you'll be bringing as part of the Music in the Park program?
I'm super excited about Mango Soul from Des Moines.
Oh, you
know, got a horn section. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, some of my favorite kind of music.
Yeah,
as a soul R&B. So I'm super excited to bring them. And I haven't seen them in person. I had them recommended by someone from Grinnell. And so I was super excited about that. Of course, you might know about the Weary Ramblers, who are more of a folk Americana, who are just fantastic. And we had them last summer.
Right.
And I definitely have them on repeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Chad Elliott and Catherine Severn Fox are the duo behind Weary Ramblers and for many years.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. Yeah. There's so many, though, and we are very lucky in Grinnell that not only through Music in the Park, but through the efforts of some other local folks, we get to hear a lot of them. So, and of course, you know, Justin Roberts is from Iowa, and
he's
coming to Music in the Park this
summer.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. Yes, yes. We're very excited to see that Justin is and excited to come to Grinnell to kick off the Music in the Park series on May 28th. Speaking of which, if you want to give a shameless plug for the Music in the Park series before I ask the next question.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not shameless at all. Everybody come to Grinnell on Thursday nights in the summer, May 28th through the end of July. I think July 30th is the last one. Starting at 7 p.m., we have just a great variety of music throughout the summer, and you grab a pizza, grab some food, hit the farmer's market up beforehand, grab your dinner, and then plunk down on your picnic blanket in the park and hang out with us. We've got Justin Roberts coming, very exciting. We've got the community band is playing two dates in June, which is always fun.
It is.
And then we've got musicians coming from like both ends of Iowa, it seems like.
Great.
So we've got River Glen coming from Eastern Iowa. We've got of course, every year we have to have Turlock, our pipe band, our local Scottish pipe band. You know, I say local, but they're really national, international.
They've
got a lot of musicians coming from other places. They're just world class.
They are.
We always have our polka band. We've got
That's Barefoot Becky.
Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. We've got Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys coming this summer. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else we've got. We've just got a wonderful array.
It's quite a lineup.
Yeah.
And Free Central Park.
Thursday,
7 o'clock.
That's
here in Grinnell.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what's an I or what? Who is an Iowan that more people should know about?
This is another tough one. When I was thinking about it, it kind of leads me to the next question, which is, rather than one person, I kept thinking of so many people. And I honestly think here in Grinnell itself and across Iowa, there are so many people doing so many great things that we don't necessarily hear about.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of who I was thinking of. I was thinking of all these people who are making fantastic things happen across Iowa. You know, sometimes you can, you might, we're considered flyover country sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what the people who listen to those sorts of characterizations don't get is just the amazing things happening here and the amazing ways that Iowans are supporting each other and making things happen in their communities and welcoming people and creating fun and accessibility and art. And so I really couldn't name one. I mean, I can give you a list.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think there are, again, kind of speaks to your vision for the community as being an arts community. And sometimes that means that we are the creator, sometimes we are the advocate, and sometimes we are the appreciator as we encounter those arts, whether they be dance, movement, visual, musical, through the day, through the week.
Well said, yes.
Yeah. Finally, what's one thing our listeners need to remember about what makes communities like ours great?
I mean, I go back to the people. It really is the people. Again, so many people working to make the community strong and great and always looking for creative solutions, as we talked about before, to the challenges, because there are challenges to, well, there are challenges no matter where you live.
True.
But the rural communities, we're facing some challenges, and, and Grinnell is, you know, is certainly a part of that. So there are you know, every time you turn around, someone's trying something new or enhancing something that we already have to create a better community for everyone.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Before you go, Monica, if people want to learn more about the work of the Grinnell Area Arts Council, where can they go to learn more?
The best place is our website. The address for that is www.grinnellarts, that's two N's, two L's, arts.org.
Very good.
Yep.
Awesome. Monica, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story and the story of the Arts Council. And listeners, thank you for listening to TMI, There's More to Iowa. Our producers are Kyle Martin and me, your host, Dan McHugh. Editing by Kyle Martin. Executive producer is Mark Schaefer and me. Tune in to TMI each Wednesday on KFJB. You can listen to past episodes of TMI wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Dan McHugh. Thank you for listening.